And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of January, 2011. 2001, on this day, Apple Computers introduced iTunes, since which day more than 10 billion tracks have been downloaded from the iTunes Store. 6 years later, 2007, Apple unveiled the iPhone, and afterwards made available a software development kit, a set of tools enabling a person to create a third-party application or iPhone app. There are now more than 300,000 iPhone apps with 7 billion downloads, helping people do things like learn Japanese, train for marathons, monitor infant diaper activity, access news stories, find cookbook recipes, keep time with a metronome, or make espresso coffee. It's the birthday of Cassandra Austin, born Hampshire, England, 1773, a good watercolor painter and the sister of the novelist Jane Austen. Neither of them ever married. They shared a bedroom all their lives. When they were apart from each other, they wrote hundreds of letters, and it's from those letters between the Austen sisters that scholars have been able to piece together many of the details of Jane Austen's life. And we know what Jane Austen looked like because her sister Cassandra made drawings of her. It's the birthday of the novelist and pop culture critic Hal Nietzsche, born in Brockville, Ontario, 1971, author of the novels Lurvy, A Farmer's Almanac, and The Program. His most recent book, a cultural study called The Peep Diaries, How We're Learning to Love Watching Ourselves and Our Neighbors. He writes about what he calls peep culture, which he describes as reality TV, YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, over-the-counter spy gear, blogs, chat rooms, amateur porn, surveillance technology, Dr. Phil, Borat, cell phone photos of your drunk friend making out with her ex-boyfriend, and more. And it's the birthday of the adventurer and author Richard Halliburton, born in Brownville, Tennessee, 1900. Wrote best-selling adventure books in the 1920s, including The Royal Road to Romance, The Glorious Adventure, about his trips down the Nile River and how he swam through the Panama Canal, his trip in an open cockpit biplane from Los Angeles to New York to Britain, France, and Morocco, and across the Sahara to Iran. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by Gary Johnson entitled Good Workers. Let us praise good workers, you know who you are, who come gladly to the job and do what you can for as long as it takes to repair the car or clean the house. The woman or man who dives in and works steadily straight through, not lagging and letting others carry the freight. Who joke around, but do what you need to do. Like the home caregiver who comes at 8 a.m. to wash and dress the man in the wheelchair and bring him meals and put him to bed at night for minimum wage and stroke his pale brown hair. He needs you. Are you all right? I'm all right, he says. He needs you to give him these good days, you, good worker, God's own angels, sing your praise. Good Workers, a sonnet by Gary Johnson, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.